Tviya Oyelahu. But since it has a Tviya, it's a permanent way of living, it's called its own tent. Delay Goriya Mikanufas. But it can't be worse than Kanufas like we had before. When you have these permanent poles on the four sides of the bed, and you throw a canopy, you throw a sheet on top of it, then we say this called an oil. And then we say you are posel in the sukkah. See, also it's called its own rishus. So Rashi speaks out, Stam, the Gemara is explaining that if you're in the body undressed and you want to stick your head out, like don't say since the house is less than yutfachim, it's not called like it's an own rishus. So therefore, it could be covered like a covering of the body. Here we say no, just like we had before, by kinufos, by the four poles on top of the bed, since it's a permanent thing. It's considered an oil, even though it's less than yitzvachamai, the same thing in house also. It's considered an oil, it's considered its own reshus, even though it's not yitzvachamai, and therefore your body, you can't say krishma the way you are, because your body is uncovered in the room, and your head goes after where your body is. Now the Gemara says, lishnachrina, another way of learning the chlukim, between the bed, or it has a canopy on top, or it has the kinufos, or it has these naklitin. Hey, so far we have three different ways. There's this first kila, which is a temporary canopy on top of your bed. So then we say it's only possible in the sukkah if it has two conditions. It's 10 tefachim high, and it's wide at least a tefach. Then we have the naklitin, which is also, it only has two poles, and it has one pole going across it. So its tent on top looks like, its sheet on top looks like a tent. There we say, as long as it's not Gevoya Yud, it's kosher. Marshenken the Kenufais, that has a tent, it has a roof, it has wide a tefach, and there it's permanent. Therefore we say, even though it's not Gevoya Yud, with one condition alone is enough to give it a shame oil, then it's possible if you're sleeping in it inside your sukkah. As long as it has a tent, it has a roof, it has a gang, rochiv tefach, even though it's not yutzvachamai, still it's possible. Now the Gemara says lishnachrina, another way of saying these halachis. Amri lo omer Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel that muta lishen bekilas chasanim basukkah. You're allowed to sleep in a sukkah in the canopy. Why lefi shein lo gag? Because it doesn't have a gag. In other words, canopy also looks like a tent form. It doesn't have a width of a tefach on top. And alfa pishe gvayasara. That was this lashon. Even though it's 10 tefachim high. But still, a kilo needs two conditions to make it into a tent. It has to be wide a tefach, and it has to be high yutvachim. Meisvei, have a kashra on you. Hayoshon b'kilo basukah. Somebody sleeps under a canopy in the sukkah. Lo yotze dechavosi, not mekayim the mitzvah. So the chur kashra is even though it's not rochav a tefach. Hachem askinon b'sheish lo gag. Now here we're talking about it's a wide roof. So it has a shem gag to it, and it's yutvachim tall. So you have your two conditions. Therefore, it's called its own rishus like, and if you're sleeping inside this rishus, it's not considered you're in the sukkah, you're in this new rishus, this new tent. Toshima, come and bring your raya. Naklitin shnayim. What does naklitin mean? We have two poles sticking up on the two ends of the bed, and one pole going straight across, so the sheet you throw on top of it comes down like a tent. The kinufais, arbo, that's where you have four poles at the four ends of the bed. So when you throw your sheet above it, it looks like a real roof. Now, Pyrrhus, Agabi Kenufas, if you throw your sheet over these four poles, then Tzula. Agabi Naklitim, if you only throw it upon the two poles, it looks like a tent, then Tshir. Abobovad, Shaloyehe, Naklitim, Gevoyim, and Amita, Saratvachim. But as long as the two poles one, the one looks like a tent, is not Yutvachim above the bed. Ho Gevoyim, and Amita, Sarah. But Mashma, if this Naklitim, the one looks like a tent, is tent Tvachim above the bed, then we say psula, it's like a postal, it's called the song Rishus. Afa pi shein lo gag, even though it doesn't have a roof to it. So the Chura, what's the difference? Why are you telling me now I write canopy? As long as it doesn't have a roof. Even though it's yutzvachamai, it's kosher. And here, we say by this naklitin, we say that if it would have been yutzvachamai and would have a gag, so by naklitin we say, if it would have been yutzvachamai, it would be postal, even though it doesn't have a gag. So the Gemara answers, according to this Lashon, Shani Naklitin, even Naklitin is different, only these two poles, the Kviya. The first Lashon we said that Kinufas are Kviya. Now we're saying, no, the Naklitin, the two poles sticking up, is also called more permanent thing. And therefore, if it would be Gevoya Yud, it would be possible, even though it's not Rochav HaTefach. So Gemara says, E Kviya, If you want to tell me the two poles is also called a permanent thing, leheviki kenufos. Why doesn't it have the exact halacha like kenufos? That even though it's not kevoya yud, it should also be posel. So Marin says, I'll tell you like this, legabi kenufos like kevia. Like there are three stages here. If kenufos, the four poles one, that's a real permanent thing. Mashenka, the two poles one, the naklite, and that's not so permanent as the kenufos are. So negate kenufos is called arai, but legabe kila kviya. But these two ones, the naklitin, is called enough permanent negate to the kila, that the kila is called temporary, and this is called permanent. So therefore, the kila needs two tenoyim. It has to be gevoya yoden rachav tefach. Mashenka naklitin, that's a niksas, a little bit permanent. It's enough just as gevoya yud, even though it doesn't have a tefach, a wider roof. Mashenka, the kenufos, that's called real permanent. That's enough, even though it's not gevoya yud. So Tosfos speaks out really like, what's the whole question here? Avada, the kenufos are worse than naklitin, because kenufos has a gag, is rochev, it's a wider tefach on top. Mashenka, the naklitin is not a wider tefach on top. So what's the Gemara asking? That naklitin has to be, if you tell me naklitin is called the kriyas, why does it have to be gevoya yud? Why isn't it like kenufos? I'll tell you, poshut. Kenufos doesn't have to be gevoya yud because it has a gag, it's wider tefach. But the naklitin is not wider tefach, it comes to a point. So Tosfos says, top Tosfos, Avo pishe ze yesh lo gag ve ze ein lo gag, mikomokom mechoshev gag, kivu den gevoya sora. In other words, the kenufos also is not really called a roof, because since it's not gevoya yud, it's not tenth fachem tool, that it's wider tefach on top doesn't mean anything. Really, it's not called a gag. Still, we say it's posel because it looks like a noyel. That's the kasha. Naklitin also should be posel, even though it's not gevoya yud, if it's called the kriyas. That's the Gemara's parent, Tanachanami. Kenufos is called a real permanent thing. Naklitin is a mixas. A little bit yes, a little bit no. There we have to be gevoya yud. If it's tall 10, even though it doesn't have a roof, it's posel. Mashenkin by a kilo, that's altogether temporary. There we say it's only posel if it has two conditions. It has to be gevoya yud, and it has to be also wide on top of tefach. Mara dorash rabba ba rafuna. Mutel li shein bekila. You let it sleep under a canopy. Afa pi sheish lagag, even though it has a roof, it's wide at tefach. Afa pi she gevoya sor, even though it's also ten tefach and above. In other words, inside the sukkah, even though you have your canopy that's called the reshus by itself, still you're allowed to sleep in it, in the sukkah. Why? So where it says, come on, Reb Yehuda, yes, go according to Reb Yehuda Shita. The Yom Reb Yehuda holds, lo'yosi oyel arai imavata lo'yel kva. In other words, the sukkah is called the lo'yel kva. It's called the real kvias. That's the sukkah. Mashenka, this canopy, even though it has kevoya yud, it's high yutfachim, and it's warna tefach, but still it's called an arai. It's called a temporary type of a tent, no, get to the sukkah. And the klal is something temporary doesn't mean anything in a place where you have a permanent one. The tznan. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, noyagin hoyinu, we used to be noy, we used to act, that li shen tachas amitam, we used to sleep in the sukkah underneath the bed, mifnei hazakenim, in front of the gedolim, and they didn't say anything, so mashmi yelda was kosher. In other words, even under the bed, even though the bed itself was gevoya yud, it's called a reshus, but it's called the temporary one, therefore it doesn't pass over the sukkah. So Gemara says, "Valei malach Reb Yehuda." Why didn't he say already malach Reb Yehuda? So Gemara says, "Iyomar malach Reb Yehuda." If he would have said malach Reb Yehuda, have a mean, I would have thought, "Hani milamita." When do I say it's kosher only to sleep under a bed? You know why? The legabo asuya, because the bed, the underneath of the bed, it wasn't made. The bed wasn't made to make underneath the bed an oil tent. A bed is made to sleep on top of it. So therefore, now if you sleep underneath the bed, maybe that's why it's not called a tent. It doesn't make this, you're not puzzled, because that's not called anything to get to the sukkah. Avo kilo. But when you make a canopy on top of your bed, to the toicha suya, there the canopy is made to sleep underneath it. So a maloy, maybe there it's called the good tent. And now you're not called in the sukkah. You're called in this tent of the canopy. Kamash Malon teaches us not that way. That time of the beauty, you know why beauty says it's kosher to sleep underneath the bed? The story is, if you're in a temporary way of a tent right now, underneath the bed or on top of the bed, on top of the, underneath the canopy, that's only called a temporary type of a tent. And the klal is, loishna mitav, loishna kilo. There's no difference if you're sleeping underneath the bed or you're sleeping on top of the bed under the canopy. In both cases, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's kosher because the ikar is the sukkah. And this canopy is only called an oil arai. And an oil arai, a temporary one, doesn't have any substance where it's b'mokim or kfiya, a permanent one. But Allah, not like Rabbi Yehuda, Allah we hold, yes, an oil arai could be mavatlan oil kfa. So therefore, if you're sleeping in your bed in the sukkah, and on top you have a canopy that's yutzfachim above the bed, and wide a tefach, it's possible. It's not called you're in the sukkah anymore, it's called you're in this new reshus in the canopy, and that's possible, that's not the sukkah. Alright, we'll stop here. We're holding Daf Yud Aleph Omer Aleph by the Mishnah. Hidlo leo es hagefen. If on top of your schach, on top of your sukkah, you have your four walls, now you train, a gefen means the vines itself that are growing, to go on top of your sukkah. The es hadlas, or else the pumpkin leaves, knows they're attached to the ground, they're still growing, you make these leaves go on top of your sukkah for schach. The es hakisim, another type of a large leaf grass that's growing, you make it grow on top of your schach. The siche chagabo, so some Rishonim learns it means that on top of this poslus schach, this schach that's still attached to the ground, now you put kosher schach, now you put schach that's already detached, it's still psula, still the sukkah is posel. Because since you have this poslus schach, these vines, or these leaves that are still attached to the ground, they are covering the schach, and that's still some ruba, that's called poslus schach, that the sukkah is posel. The Rashi says psula, you're not allowed to use something that's attached to the ground that's still growing. The Yom Amar, we'll see later on the Yud Beis, the Pasuk says, when you collect together the leftovers of the shaft of the wheat and of the grapes, that means from the leftover of the wheat, the shaft, and the leftover of the grapes, the twigs, that you're allowed to use for schach, because those are not mekabel tuma, and they're not growing anymore, they're already cut off. So the Mishnah, v'yimhoya siche harba mihen, let's say you added a lot of more kosher schach than you have these first vines, than you have the posel schach. So mel is like botel beroiv, like Rashi says, u'mavatlan beroiv, you have twice as much now, or at least more, of the kosher schach than you have of the posel, of the schach that's growing, still attached, and you mix up the two together that you cannot tell exactly which one is attached and which one is not attached. So then it's kosher. Or else you cut off the vine, you take your scissors and cut off the vine that's not attached to the ground anymore, then the schach becomes kosher. It's kshera. The schach is kosher. Now the Mishnah says, Zeh klal. There's like a new klal now. Zeh klal. That the klal of schach is like this. Kol shehu mekabel tumah. Anything that's mekabel tumah, it's called a kli, or it's called an eichel. V'ein gedulim in oretz, or else it does not grow from the ground. The klal is ein mesachin boy. You're not allowed to use it for schach. But something that is not mekabel tumah, in other words, not called a kli, or at least we'll see what type of a kli, or it's not an oichel right now, it's not mekabel tumah, the gedulim minoret, and also it grows off the ground, the gedulim minoret, mesachachin boy, then the locher is, you're allowed to use it for schach. So Rashi says, what does it mean, v'yein gedulim minoret? To go in oiris, the hem, like the skin of an animal. Even though it's not finished yet, it's a raw piece of skin, it's not mekabel tumah, it's not called a kli, but still you can't use it for schach because it doesn't grow out of the ground. And the Gemara will dash this from sukkim, how do we know this? So really the end part of the Mishnah is not coming to explain the first part. Because the first part, these leaves, even though they're attached, they're still growing, it's still called gedula karkam, and it's still not mekabel tumah. This is another reason why it's possible mechurba, something that's still attached to the ground, that's a different reason why it's possible. So we'll see this all in the Gemara. The Gemara says now, Yosef Rav Yosef came to Rav Huna. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna. The Yosef, he was sitting, will come and he said like this, Oy shekot the son ksheira. That our Mishnah says, if you have the vines and you put it for schach, it's possible. But now if you take your scissors and you cut the vine, it's not attached to the ground anymore, it's kosher. So he said, to Yom Rav, Rav said on this, Tzorach l'naneya. It's not enough just to cut off the vine, because there'll be a soul from Tass of Leman Osli. But rather you have to pick up now each vine, each leaf, after it's cut off, and pick it up, and then put it down again. In other words, since Metchila, when you put the vines on top of the sukkah, it was attached, So it was called Neid Bepsul. At the time you made it, it wasn't kosher. So now it's not enough just to cut it off. You have to like make a new asiyah. You have to make the schach over again. How do you make it over again? Each leaf you have to pick up and then put down again. Now, Omalei Rav Huna said, you should know, Hodi Shmuel Amra. That that you say, Rav Yosef, that Rav said is din, that's Rachlan Aneya. Rav Huna says, no, Shmuel said it. So Gemara says, Ahadrina Rav Yosef Liapa, Rav Yosef, I turned around his head like it felt like what he wanted from me. The Omalei said like this, Otu Mikan Minaloch, the Loyomer Shmuel? Did I tell you that Shmuel did not say this memra? Like Shmuel doesn't hold this also? Omra Rav Yomra Shmuel? Like I just said Rav holds this. So maybe Rav said it and maybe Shmuel also said it. Like what do you want from me? I just said that Rav says that the Mishnah says cutting it is enough. It's not enough just cutting it. You also have to pick up each leaf like to make it over again. So Omalei Rav Huna said like this. No. Hochi Kamin L'cho. This is what I meant to tell you. Yes, I had a timer on you. That the Shmuel Omra V'Lei Rav. It's only Shmuel that said it, and not Rav. The Rav Ach Shurei Machshir, because Rav holds his kosher. Ki ho de Rav Amram Chasida. There's a case like Rav Amram Chasida. Then what happened? Roma Techilta Leparzume the Inshe Beta. Rav Amram Chasida, he held the Shita that since this is called a mitzvah sasei shalai yazman groma, like Rashi says. He holds even Balayla also you have a chiyuv to wear tzitzis. And even a beged shalayla is also a chiyuv in tzitzis. Therefore, even an Isha is also chayiv in tzitzis. So he used to put tzitzis onto his wife's begodim. If his wife had a robe that had four corners to it, he would put tzitzis on the four corners. Now the Meister was tolan. It happened once that he had a string, and he put the string through the hole of the begid, for leiposak rosh echutin shlehem. But he did not cut the string like into four to make four separate strings to be folded over in tape like we have it, but rather it was just one very long string. And he folded over the string in four folds and put it through the hole and now folded over looks like eight strings. That's what he did. Now, osla kaimi de Rav Chiya Barashi. So Rav Amram Chasida didn't know if he did kosher, if the sitz is good or not. If he first cut off the strings, he first divided them later after he put it through the begit. So he went to ask Rav Chiya Barashi, what's the locha? Omalei, so this is what he answered, that hochi yom Rav, this is what Rav said. Maf sokon v'heng sherin. All you have to do is now, even though after you put it through the hole of the begin and you already made the tzitzis, all you have to do is just take a scissors like and cut the ends of it to make it look like eight separate strings and it's kosher. Alma, what do we see? Tzikoson zui asiyosin. The fact that you cut the strings now, that makes it kosher. That's called a new asiyah. There's even those tzitzis, v'shas you make the tzitzis. It's called the Ma'is Asiyah, we'll soon see from the Pasuk. You have to do it the right way, which means you have to have four strings by making the tzitzis. And here you only had one long string. Bishas, you made the tzitzis. Still, Rav holds it enough later just to cut it, like to make it look like eight separate strings, even though the tzitzis was already made. But Tzikoson, Zui Asiyosin, the fact you cut it, that alone makes it, since the cutting now, makes it become kosher, it's considered like you did a new Ma'isah to it. So the Hura Hochinami by Sukkah should be the same alachom. Ksisosan Zuve Asiyosan. Rav for sure should hold that cutting the tzitzis, cutting the tzchach, like here you have the vines growing and you make tzchach out of it. Later if you take your scissors and just cut the vines off, that alone should be called an asiyah. The cutting of the vines makes the vines kosher tzchach now, that's called Zuve Asiyosan. So that's what Rav Huna meant to say. That Rav did not say in our Mishnah that you also have to pick up each leaf. It's enough, just like the Mishnah says, just cut it, son, just cut it off. Now the Gemara says, V'sova Shmuel, is it true that Shmuel holds? That lo yamrinan, psikosin zui asiyosan, that just cutting the strings into pieces, or else here just cutting the schach off from it being attached to the ground. That's not enough, that's not called the skud asiyah. V'otoni Shmuel learned, Mishum Rav Chiya, the name of Rav Chiya, that hito l'shnei kronos. Let's say somebody has a string, and he puts the strings, even if you have four strings, he puts it through two holes of the corners of the beged at one time. In other words, he has two corners of his tzitzis, not one corner, but two corners at a time, and he puts the same four strings through both holes. And afterwards, he first cut it in the middle to make it like you have a separate pair of tzitzis on this corner, and a separate pair on the other corner. Later, we first cut the ends of the chutin shalhem. Is ksher the loch rid that's kosher? So my lav isn't Shmuel talking about even in a case shekosher v'yachakach poisik, that even after you made the knots of the tittis, in other words, you have this four long strings that went through two corners, and you made the like tittis already. So right now it's sitted like one pair of tittis on two corners. That's no good. And v'yachakach poisik, and later if you cut it, separate it, it becomes kosher. So you see, even though when you made it bepsum, but later when you cut it off, the ksika is enough of an asiyah to make it kosher. So it's a kashang Rav Yosef. Like, how come you say Shmuel holds you have to pick up itzchach? It's not enough just cutting it off. So Gemara says, Loit, that's not the case here. She'a poisek v'yachakach kosher. We're talking about now that as soon as you put these strings through the hole of the two corners, right away you cut the string in half to make it four separate strings on each corner. For the Gemara, poisek v'yachakach kosher, my lemeimer. If that's the case, that right after you put the string through the holes, right away you cut the string in half to make it four separate strings on one corner and four separate strings on the other corner. So for the Gemara, Malam Meimer, what are you telling me? Like, Pshitu is kosher. So Gemara says, no, Ma, the same, my word of thought. The Inon, Chinaf, Pishas Psil, that even at the time when you're putting your strings through the hole of the Begid, when you're attaching it to the Begid, it also has to be, each one has to have its own separate corner. So putting it through the hole is also called an Asiyah. For Lekin, here you don't have it. Because you don't have separate strings through each one of the two holes, the two corners. These two corners have the exact same four strings. So maybe that's called the Pasul Asiyah. Kamash Malan, no, but that's not called an Asiyah. The Asiyah first starts later when you start to make the tittis, when you make the ksherm, you make the knots, and twirling around the one string around it. But just putting the strings through the knaf, through the corner, that's not called an Asiyah. And therefore Shmuel says it's enough if you cut the string before you start doing the asiyah, before you start making the knots on each corner, then, but at the time you make the knots, you have separate strings at each corner, that's why it's kosher. But Shmuel's shita is that if you made an asiyah, if you did something with psul, it does not help just to cut it later to make it kosher, you have to untie it and do it over again. Meisrei, I'll ask you a question. Talon is somebody put on the tzitzis onto the begit. And he did not divide the chutim, did not divide the strings. Again, he like put four strings through two corners. Is psulin that the tzitzis is possible? Is my lav, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say, doesn't this didn't mean to say psulin li'olim? It's always possible, and it does not help later to go ahead and cut it. Utiyuf to the rav, it's a kashan rav. Mashma, the only way is you have to untie what you did, but just at the end to cut it, to make a separate string does not help. Gemara says, no, Amalach Rav, Rav will answer you, my psulin, what does it mean that it's possible, it's no good? It means psulin atche yifsiku. It's possible up until you divide the strings and make them separate strings. But as soon as you do a maisa of cutting it, making it separate strings, that's a maisa, that's machshir, that's tzitzis, that's called the chashir vasiyam, and now there will not be any psul of tasav leminosi. Ushmul Amash, Shmul says, no, psulin li'olam,